Did China just score a major victory in the U.S.-China trade war? Welcome to China Uncensored. I'm Chris Chappell. After everything that's happened in the last 3 weeks, it's really only been 3 weeks. 2025 feels like ancient history. And yet, as far as the news is concerned, it's not over yet, especially when it comes to China's economy, pictured here in a candid photo. Because Western mainstream media outlets, which are largely not big fans of U.S. President Donald Trump, went absolutely bombastic last week when they reported that China got a record-breaking $1.2 trillion global trade surplus in 2025, a 20% jump from 2024. Wow, that's unbelievable. As in, I absolutely don't believe it. As far as the media is concerned, they did this despite Trump's tariffs, defying Trump's tariffs, or even with Trump's tariffs. Man, mainstream media has no sense of originality. They could at least be a little more creative with the headlines, something like boobs. Sure, it doesn't get the story across, but it gets your attention. The mainstream media would have you believe that Trump's tariffs have failed, and that Trump's actions have barely put a dent in China's trade. Though, given how China's economy has been doing, it'd be more accurate to say another dent. Though there are already so many dents, they wouldn't notice either way. They also argue that China's export data proved China's economy remains extraordinarily competitive, with more productivity and technological sophistication, and that it gave China the confidence it needed to stand toe-to-toe with the U.S. during trade negotiations last year. China's export data, you say? As in the official numbers from China? Yeah, I trust that about as much as a drink offered by Putin. The CCP absolutely loves seeing headlines like these coming out of the mainstream Western media. There's just one problem. It's not true. It almost gave me the urge to do to the mainstream media what Trump did to a Ford protester last week. But I'm too classy for that. I'm not some sort of lowly, brutish president or something. So what's the issue? Well, first off, as I've been hinting throughout this episode, the Chinese Communist Party, its data, not the most reliable. As former State Department official Miles Yu eloquently put it, China's export numbers are fake and unreliable, and the West keeps pretending they're gospel because the headlines are politically convenient. It's true. This is something I've been saying for years now. Avatar is more nonfiction than Chinese data. And yet the mainstream media still takes Chinese data at face value, as long as they can dunk on Trump. CCP officials like former Chinese Premier Li Keqiang know that even China's key economic figures like GDP are man-made. So the numbers you see mainstream media parade around, it's statistical theater. A non-market regime like China needs numbers like this to bamboozle investors and governments. U.S. policy should treat CCP trade data as claims to audit, not facts to cite. But let's pretend for a moment that China's reported $1.2 trillion trade surplus is accurate. Framing it as a failure of Trump's tariffs is still wrong. First of all, Trump's tariffs weren't designed to stop China from having a trade surplus with the world, unlike what mainstream media like the New York Times would have you believe. The U.S. tariffs only apply to U.S. trade with China. So this is like the Chicago Bears bragging that the LA Rams defense didn't stop them from beating the Green Bay Packers. That wasn't the game. This was to fulfill Trump's goal of reducing the U.S.-China trade imbalance and decoupling the U.S. from China, and it's working. In just 1 year, China's exports to the U.S. declined by 20%, outpacing China's decline in imports from the U.S. So how does China still have a record trade surplus? Well, China is making up for that with more exports elsewhere around the world, including the European Union. Because as they've shown by still buying Russian oil, they have no problem buying from authoritarian madmen while chastising others. In fact, China reports that its trade surplus with the EU grew by 18% in 2025. This made China's surplus with Europe larger than its surplus with the U.S. They just replaced a U.S. trade surplus for a European one, and it's been disastrous for Europe. It's gotten so bad that French President Emmanuel Macron complained in December about Chinese trade in a Financial Times opinion piece. He called the current situation not sustainable. And yet, Macron wants to keep the EU open for China and insists that Europe's service industry must continue to invest and develop in the Chinese market, making China even stronger. Sounds a lot like surrender to the Chinese. And the French certainly know a thing or 30 about that. But you know who's an even bigger surrenderer? Germany. While China's trade surplus with France grew by almost 24%, its trade surplus with Germany grew by a whopping 108%. China's surplus with Germany now accounts for almost a third of its surplus with the entire EU. I'm shocked Germans would fall for the rhetoric of an authoritarian committing genocide. Well, there's a second time for everything, I suppose. With that kind of trade growth, it shouldn't be surprising that China is threatening Germany's car, chemical, and mechanical engineering sectors with cheap, crappy Chinese alternatives that threaten to gut and deindustrialize Germany. I hope China at least has the decency to provide a comfy chair for Germany while it sits in the corner of the room and watches China have its way with their economy. European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen even admitted last June that Trump was right about China trade being a problem, though whether Europe will make meaningful steps to address this remains to be seen. Same goes for Canada. I'm looking at you, Prime Minister Carney. I should have known not to trust someone named after the creeps that run the scam games at fairs. On top of that, China's trade surplus numbers, again assuming they're at all real, are not a sign of economic strength, but rather economic weakness. Let me explain. In order to help the economy, the Chinese government offers export subsidies. It basically gives money to Chinese companies that sell Chinese goods overseas. So to get a piece of that action, people start setting up shell corporations and faking export data. These companies aren't actually selling anything. They just exist to get export subsidies from the government. So why doesn't the government stop this? Well, local governments turn a blind eye because when they give out more subsidies, it makes them look good to the central government. Wow, Shanghai's given out so many export subsidies. The economy must really be doing well. Those officials deserve a promotion. And the central government turns a blind eye because bigger exports make it look like China is winning the trade war. Tariffs, schmariffs. But it's all pretend. The trade China is reporting doesn't really exist. It's actually debt in the form of subsidies that have gone to people doing nothing. And what's more, the trade that does exist is propping up an economy that's on life support. As those of you who've been following this channel for a while now already know, China is struggling to recuperate from its real estate collapse. And for once, I don't mean literal collapse. Things like deflation, a weak job market, weak consumer confidence, youth unemployment, and a demographic crisis continue to plague China worse than that literal plague they caused and are also still trying to recover from. Videos are constantly coming out showing Chinese workers protesting over unpaid wages. Meanwhile, young people are so pessimistic that an app called Are You Dead became the first one to go viral in Chinese social media. There's also China's hidden debt, which continues to balloon to ridiculous levels. China's solution for debt? Even more debt. If they think that'll work, they should use an app called Are You Brain Dead? The CCP knows that it needs to rely less on exports and more on domestic consumption for long-term economic recovery, especially since said exports are actually floods of crap no one asked for. Chinese state-run media Chosher pointed out in a December article that China must firmly grasp the strategic basis of expanding domestic demand. But at the same time, China doesn't really want a consumer-driven economy because that would mean giving up state control. And giving up state control is not something the CCP is comfortable doing. Instead, China's going to keep pumping out cheap Chinese crap and throwing it at the world market in the hope that some will stick. That's why it's not going to risk allowing its currency to get stronger, which would help Chinese consumers, but hurt Chinese exports. Their economy is a house of cards. Though on the bright side, that's still more stable than some of their other construction. Mainstream media outlets point out at least some of the bad things about China's economy that I've mentioned, but they frame it the wrong way. They say China's high exports prove China's economy's strong despite its setbacks. That's not it. China's exports are high because China's economy is weak. Stop looking at Chinese exports as resilience and more as a desperate measure to keep China afloat. Otherwise, we'll be playing right into the hands of the CCP by having the idea that anything we do against them is pointless. The sooner we stop telling ourselves that, the better we can counter China, which is in the world's best interest. And if you want to stay on top of what's happening in China, don't go to the mainstream media. Sign up for the free weekly China Uncensored newsletter. You'll get the inside scoop on things we don't cover in our episodes. Plus, you'll get links to every episode we publish that week so YouTube can't bury us with their algorithm. Just click here or the link down below and sign up for free. Once again, I'm Chris Chappell. See you next time.